الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته حيا الله هذه الوجوه الطيبة والنيرة بنور الإيمان بالله عز وجل وبنور طاعته وأسأله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجمعنا في ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله اللهم آمين جزاكم الله خيرا for this invitation. I'm very honored that to be with you and amongst you today or tonight, and inshallah we hope that will be stay alive, that to meet with you every Tuesday. What I'm going to have today, go over brief and headlines so we know what we are going to talk about, what we want to have in this session. I don't know exactly the arrangement basically that to be here, so because we have need to use some kind of materials to write down, and but I need really from first of all to give shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave us the ability, bless us with a lot of bounties, that to be able to come together in one of the houses of Allah on the earth, that to sit down for His sake and to disperse for His sake. This is very, very important from the beginning until the end, to remind ourselves frequently again and again and again. Don't be bored with this and don't get the feeling of boring, because we have to confirm our shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every time, every minute. Not every week, but every minute. So priority that to be every week, that to give shukr to Allah that He gave us the ability to come together to pray Isha Jama'ah. That's a great reward. That like Qiyamul Layl, Nusf al-Layl. That's a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also that hoping and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala myself that really that we can benefit from our session here. Our session will be, our manhaj will be in this session, we have Usul al-Fiqh and Mustalah al-Hadith. We have two subjects. So we're not going to combine two subjects in one session, no way to have that. We'll separate the issue, we'll finish with this and then. So we have a period of 3 months that to go over 3.5 each subject. So if you have any thing in your mind about questioning, will be better that to write down the question today before next week, or to email it to me. That's what I really intend to write my email. So email me the questions if you don't have it now. Later on, you have the whole week. Every week, whenever you have something connected to our subject, please email it to me directly. And or you have the website imammujahid.com. You can go and ask the Imam and send me the email immediately. You don't have to. But Mujahid, because in English and French, because you know, being occupied by the French, not by the British. So make a difference, M-O-U or M-U, Mujahid. M-O-U, that's called Mujahid, H-E-D, not H-I-D. Very common H-I-D, that is H-E-D. And then, that come, inshallah. So you can go through that. But basically, I would like to know, I went to the office depot tonight, I have only 12 copies. I don't know how many. I didn't know that will be like this. I thought it will be a classroom. I have no idea. So today will be just settling down all the foundation of everything, and inshallah next. But I'll tell you what we are going to cover from next week, inshallah. So, because it's not really stories, it's not seerah. It is not going to be raqa'iq, admonishment and heart softening. It's not khawf al-raja. It's going to be academic studies that it means we need to write it down. If you don't write it down, don't tell me they are serious to learn. One time we have a teacher, history teacher, he was blind. In the high school I have, one of the best teachers in my life. You know, he used to teach us history, tariq. And he was blind. But any map in the world you wanted, you draw it like seconds. Subhanallah. It's amal basar, or it's amal basira. Subhanallah. So I used to take him from one class to another class in the Al-Kulliya Al-Islamiyya that we have in Tripoli, Lebanon. I'm from Lebanon. So, because he knows my father, that's what the wasita, the favor that to my son, take me to, you know, 10th grade, take me to the 11th grade, so on. So one time he told me, son, listen, and learn this. I said, okay, go ahead. He said, كُلُّ عِلْمٍ لَيْسَ فِي الْقِرْطَاسِ ضَعْ. كُلُّ عِلْمٍ لَيْسَ فِي الْقِرْطَاسِ ضَعْ. Can you imagine? Every knowledge not written, not documented, is da'a, lost. The brain cannot take everything, especially these days. At that time, they used to remember the poem like this, if somebody said in front of them, Subhanallah. But today, we are busy with a lot of things in our lives. And 1 week, absolutely will be gone. Absolutely will be gone. كُلُّ عَلْمٍ لَسَ فِي الْقِرْطَاسِ This is the qirtas. It means like to write it down. ضَعَ وَكُلُّ سِرٍ جَوَزَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ شَاعَ Every secret goes beyond two, will be spreading all over. Brother, I'm going to tell you my secret. Don't tell anybody. Brother, I'm going to tell you my secret. Don't tell anybody. Brother, I'm going to tell you my secret. You could not keep it for yourself, so don't blame the people that spread it on behalf of you. Because you could not keep it for only yourself or one person to be, maybe your wife or your father or your brother or close friend. So don't blame. So really, this year will be, inshallah, Salta will have PowerPoint presentation to present the issues and to show us. Allahumma salam, we'll distribute this. Our curriculum will be for the Usul Mustalah Hadith. This is the copy wrote down. I have only 12 sets, but each set will be, let's see how many pages we have. We have 19 pages. This is the set of the Mustalah Hadith we are going to go through over, inshallah, in our halaqah. And this will be distributed, actually. I wish that will be maybe those who want to commit themselves to come every Tuesday and write down and follow up, because we are going to issue certificate at the end of Usul Fiqh and Usul Hadith, inshallah, too. Mustalah Hadith and Mustalah Usul Fiqh. It's very important that I need to have to say students to say we are committed. If somebody wants to listen, it's open for everybody, inshallah, to benefit from. But this year we can make copies. The masjid will do. This is my gift. I cannot afford more than that. Let's speak friendly. Okay. The mashayikh can do something, but not.
Inshallah, at the end of the. Inshallah, at the end of today, come and put your name and your phone.
That's
number.
What the second step.
And inshallah.
To write your name and your email. So I need to communicate email. With you directly, inshallah, if anything. So we'll go over. Let's do it professionally. I don't just, as I said, it's not raqa'iq, it's not admonishment. It is academic studies, but also for anybody can benefit from that, inshallah, and learn from that something with the light on. I hope that the masjid, inshallah, will sponsor to copy all these brothers here and sisters available, at least for tonight to be their gift from me, with the light on the class, on behalf of the class.
Give your name at the end, and I will make copies for everyone who did not get one, and your phone number, and get them to you.
Just have the courage to write your name and your email clear, inshallah, so not miss the letters, and will be better, inshallah. We can spread paper, inshallah, that to sign up and roll it. Our manhaj in the hadith, inshallah, will deal with first with hadith. So the subject of fiqh, usul al-fiqh, will deal with it later on. And very common mistake, by the way, does the ummah today, and specifically the community in North Texas specifically, Islam become only two words, one of two words, halal or haram. Well, it is not true. This should be the last thing to think about, issue of halal and haram. But we have another rulings. We have mustahab, we have mandub, we have makruh. So, what are these things available? Thus, in the mind of many Muslims, nothing but halal or haram, yajuz or la yajuz. This is not true, and we'll talk about inshallah through the fiqh, usul fiqh bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Usul fiqh is not to judge or to give criteria or fatwa. Usul fiqh is mean how to discover the rules. For example, there is nothing in the Quran said that ya ayyuha alladhina amanu innama al-hashishu wal-heroin wal-kokayin haraman alaykum. Did he say that? How we say this is haram? Based on what? So we have to go through the process of usul al-fiqh. The usul means, asul means that the roots, the foundation. As we call it in the scientific knowledge to say, the science of discovering the rules. Discovering the rules from the texts. From the texts. Means that to bring the rulings from understandings of the text. Now, if we have a text clearly stating that it is haram, there is no ijtihad. That's what the research. There is no ijtihad. But if there is nothing clearly stated and explicitly mentioned that's haram, we have to go and dig behind. For example, what we said, derived from the fourth source of Sharia. Any issue you have in your life, you have a lot of challenges in this society. First of all, you go what Allah said, Subhanahu wa Taala, in His book. That's dalil qat'i. And if there is dalil qat'i, if there is an ayah and nas, la ijtihad ma'nas. It's clear qaida. We talk about rules, not qaida. Okay, there's a recording here. We talk about rules. La ijtihad ma'nas. Nobody dispute about khanzir is haram. Nobody dispute that khamra is haram. Because explicit nas qat'i, dalil qat'i, and nas says clearly, no doubt about it. Nobody dispute about jum'ah is fard. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha nudiya lis-salati min yawmi fas'aw ila dhikrillah wa dharul bay'a. Period. So everything clear, crystal in this area. But if something is not crystal clear, so we go to what the Prophet said, or the Prophet did, or the Prophet approved, alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll talk about later on. So if there's nothing about these two sources, then we go to the third. That's called ijma', consensus. And consensus is not the ulama of today. We talk about the first generation, as-salaf as-salih, that's the sahaba al-kiram, radiyallahu anhum ajma'un. This the generation agreed upon, we got to follow if there is something there. If there's nothing clear in the Quran, nothing crystal in the Sunnah, nothing clear in the Sahaba time, then we go back to then the scholars, and step by step, the generation after generation, as you know, that's what we say as Salaf. When we say the word Salaf, now it's not me talk about Jama'at al-Salafiyin, our brothers, I'm not talking about that. We talk about Salafs mean the ancestors. What the ancestors means? The first generation. What the first generation? As-Sahaba. So Ijma'u as-Sahaba first. For example, Adhan al-Jum'ah. Some masajid, they make two Adhan. Some masajid, they make one Adhan. Why two Adhan? Why two Adhan? This is a question I raised to you. Why two Adhan? Some masajid, another. Sometimes, some brother, they judge the masjid. Oh, this masjid bid'ah, and this is masjid, I'm not going to pray in it anymore. Because they make it two Adhan. Subhanallah. Basically, it happened with me, I'm not talking about somebody else. It happened with me that the brother got very upset. He was sitting in the front line on Jum'ah, waiting in the khutbah to start time 1:30. It was 1:15. Somebody called Adhan. At that time in Al Hidayah, we did it, never did before or after, just to teach somebody. It was intended to teach somebody, subhanAllah, and he was lucky to be among us. So he came to the Mu'addin immediately and insulted him in a way, unacceptable way. This is another. There is no adab. We'll learn about it, inshallah, when we come to the fiqh. Adabul ikhtilaf. When you dispute, how we dispute? We don't bring the knives and the guns and abusing words. And we have to know how adabul ikhtilaf. Adabul ihtiram of each other, of different opinions. Otherwise, how to live together? We have United Nations here. How to live together without ihtiram, respect? Without understanding that different way of backgrounds, different of languages, different of cultural baggage. We have a lot of differences. What brought us together only that La ilaha Muhammad Rasulullah. Alhamdulillah that we are Muslims. So we have to behave according as Islam said. Otherwise, my country they say this, my country they do this, your country say that, my country. We've been here long enough, I've been here 27 years, brother. That's what that Shayabatni Fortu Akhawatuha. You know? It means we have enough time to understand where are we living. So the fiqh connected with where are we living, and the usul of fiqh and usul understanding of the issues based on why, where we are living. We are living here, we are not living in Saudi Arabia, we are living in Lebanon, we are living in Pakistan, we are living here. What fit here may not fit, does not fit back home. What fit in Texas may not fit in Michigan, for example, you know. The way why Jalabiya and the minus 15, minus 10, it doesn't fit in Michigan. You have to wear something different. While in Texas, excellent weather, beautiful. So we have to understand when we rule something, when we say something, where we are coming from. Because you are signing on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you say this haram, and he is eating falafel sandwich or drinking coffee or something. We have to respect the knowledge. You know Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma. One day, he came all the way and he kissed the hand of Zayd bin Thabit. Zayd bin Thabit radiyallahu anhu majma'in. Zayd bin Thabit. فقال زيد بن ثابت يا ابن عباس ما هذا؟ قال هكذا أمرنا أن نفعل بعلمائنا. That's what they are ordered to do with our scholars. Then زيد بن ثابت he kissed the hand of ابن عباس. You see the احترام. What do you tell me يا زيد؟ هكذا أمرنا أن نفعل بأهل بيت نبينا. الله أكبر. That's what they are ordered to respect the house family members of our prophet's family. By أهل البيت. أهل البيت does not belong to the Shia only. This أهل our أهل البيت too, to respect. So this member of أهل البيت, Ibn Abbas, the cousin of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he gives his hand. This is the mutual respect, I'm talking just an example. Or Imam Abu Hanifa, رحمه الله ورضي الله عنه, when he came and met with Imam Malik in his Masjid Nabawi. And so a lot of stories we'll talk about later on, inshallah. But our manhaj here, that we have things to learn, inshallah, but we need sabr. الصبر على طاعة الله الصبر على طلب العلم to bother your knees. That's what I thought it will be classroom because you sit on chairs but it's better relaxing because 1 hour is not easy to sit down and listen long. Even myself will say difficult. That's what they start to, you know, take care of the walls, you know, that will be empty in the front and will be, I have to look this way, will be my neck, you know, that I have to go to the therapy next day. Please be merciful. Irhamuhum fil ardi jami'an. فيعني this will be inshallah in the hadith of Sahih of Hadith. We have the manuscript, I gave it to you inshallah. This will be our curriculum to start with, and then we'll go deeper and deeper and deeper inshallah, and wider in the knowledge. But this will be the basics that everybody should know, not only those who, but the commitment. I need from you commitment to come, because I drive here for the sake of Allah. I hope that inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah will accept from all of us that to sit down for the sake of Allah 1 hour, then disperse. أن قوموا مغفورا لكم قد أبدلت سيئاتكم حسنات بإذن الله تعالى. This is very important. That a munadi yunadi min qibal al-sama, a caller, an angel will say, disperse with the forgiveness of Allah, your sins will be as forgiven. Because you came for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important. But we need dedication. Dedication means next Tuesday, do not expect from me to bring you the notebook. You have to buy your own notebook from Walmart, from any place. Please make sure. When I see the notebook with the pens, that's when you are committed. If next Tuesday I'm going to come and to see no notebooks, nothing, I'm going to give my lecture, maybe assalamu alaikum, that's it, whenever we can, and come back inshallah. Because it's not the way that I came for, really, that, because I was invited to give academic studies that usul fiqh, not only issues of fiqh to talk about. And I said, we have certificate to issue at the end for those who will be inshallah, and will be. In the Usul al-Hadith will be presentation given in my place here or standing, whatever, by the students who will be students of the class of Science of Hadith, Mustalah al-Hadith. We'll give them assignment, inshallah. We'll do it together, approve it, after, you know, verify it and review it, and together will be absolutely, will be clear, inshallah, to each one of us. Then the students themselves will present it to you, inshallah, here or there, I don't know really what exactly will be the next, we'll talk about that later on inshallah, that the presentation will be at the end of our session to tell you and to educate all of us about what we learned throughout and what the knowledge that we have, and will be printed and will be distributed to the public inshallah, bismillah ta'ala. Maybe you make it a book or whatever, it's up to the masjid here, administration to handle it. We are serious, I'm serious with this issue. Show me that you are serious by bringing next Tuesday the notebook and the pen. And test the pen before, you know, because sometimes you buy a dry, Allahumma sallam, number one. Number two, number three, to say, and Alm al-Hadith, this really, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, it is recorded, so because very common among, especially the high educated Muslimat and Muslimin, before that, to say, oh, how do you know that the Prophet said this? How do you know this? I'm not going to accept this because I don't know how to. If you don't know, does not mean that does not exist or was never there. The oil was in the desert in Saudi Arabia and the Gulf, or in Mexico or in Venezuela. The oil was there, buried in the ground. But there was no machine to discover it yet. So nobody can deny there is no oil discovered. Study and then find out. So lack of knowledge from Islamic way, Islamic perspective, and a lot of knowledge from the secular side, then we see the secular side overcoming the Islamic knowledge by not knowing, not involving, and that's what we come to say. Did you ever heard a doctor was asked to build a house, to design a house? No. Did you ever saw an engineer was requested to do a surgery? No. Like one time, the brother tried to do this and that, inshallah, in Islam, and say, yes, okay. He said, brother, give me the keys of your office. He was a doctor. Give me the office of your time. What for? I said, tomorrow, I'm going to do surgery to the first client that you have, or the first patient that you have. But you don't know. I said, you see, I don't know. I don't know. So why one come to the Sharia that everybody want to become mufti? Everybody come to know about Islam. Everybody knows about everything. This is not true. And it happened one time, it was Sunday, because we talk too much about Madhab Abu Hanifa, Madhab Shafi'i, too much about Madhab. Okay. I said, brothers and sisters, with my respect to each one of you, I need from you now to start with, give me the real name of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. Give me the real name of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. Nothing else. I'm not asking about his life, how he earned the knowledge, how he became a scholar, that many of people follow him. Rahimahullah wa radiyallahu an. Give me his real name. You follow madhab? Even you, he brothers here. You follow madhab as the sister. You follow madhab Abu Hanifa. You madhab Shafi'i. Madhab Malik. Madhab Ahmad Hanbal. Give me the real name. If you don't know the real name of the leader of your madhab, don't tell me that you know the madhab. And that's what happened. None of the brothers and the sisters gave the real name Abu Hanifa. Abu Hanifa. That's it. It's not Abu Hanifa. Abu Muhammad. Abu Ahmad. Abu Mahmud. This nickname. But what the real name? So we have, if you don't know the name of the leader of the madhab that I follow, and I'm attached to it in a crazy way, very unbelievable way, sometimes I insult the brothers for that, and I overcome to say kufr bid'ah and cut the relationship because of that, and I don't know his name. Brother, you cannot say on behalf of any madhab that you follow if you don't know his methodology of tafkir and tahleel, analysis, and how he brought this issue. And that's what will come to the point when talk about fiqh, about al-fatwa or al-fityah, and how to be, and who should be, and who's allowed to be or not to be. Mufti or allowed to give fatwa or not, verdict or something like that. It's very, very important that to understand our religion a little deeper than Jannah and Jahannam and principles of Islam, of Iman. And this will be really, believe me, maybe in the beginning it's dry subject a little bit. I hope I try to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me the ability to make it easy. Make it easy on me first, and then to make it easy on you. So you love it, and then you understand it better, inshallah, than me. And then you practice it better than ever in your life. And you see yourself, wow. Wow, la ilaha illallah, masha'Allah. That I never, oh my God, it is an ocean. We are swimming in ocean, and nobody can claim he knows everything. Nobody. Doesn't matter how much big tarbush he has, or how big amma he has, or how big beard he has. Doesn't matter. The ilm, you cannot measure with these ways. Okay? The knowledge, as Ali ibn Abi Talib used to say, here I have a knowledge, I'm looking for vessels that receive it, a heart to receive it, brain to take it and understand it. And that's what the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, one day, the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, wa dhakara al-Tirmidhi fi sunanih, wa hassanahu al-Albani fi silsila, that man ya'khudu anni hadhihi al-kalimat, fayamala bihin, aw yu'allimu man ya'malu bihin. Who's willing to take this word from me, understand it and act upon it, or to teach somebody? Who's willing to take it and act upon it? And Abu Hurairah said, I am the one, ya Rasulullah, I am the one. And he was the one, subhanallah. So, this our manhaj, inshallah, knowledge of the science of hadith is there in the books, in the records. We'll go through the following subjects. We'll cover what al-hadith, definition, al-sunnah, al-athar. Sometimes you hear the khatib say on Jum'ah, ja'a fi al-athar. What al-athar? Ja'a fi al-hadith. What al-hadith? Do you consider hadith? Hadith al-Qudsi, hadith al-Nabawi. What the difference between hadith al-Qudsi, hadith al-Nabawi? عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى This is not Quran, this hadith, but not the Prophet. It's Qudsi. We'll talk about that inshallah next. Also talk about the history of documentation of the hadith. Where started the hadith to be documented and written and recorded? And how it happened? Also that the books that have been allowed to write on it. We'll say Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. What Al-Hafidh? We're not talking about the Quran. This is the science of hadith now. Al-Hafidh make a lot of difference. Man huwa al-Muhaddith? Who is the Muhaddith? Also we'll talk about the conditions have to be applied upon the narrator. Al-Rawi, Shurut al-Rawi. The one who narrate hadith have conditions to be applied. Not like anybody who can narrate hadith. See, like somebody will make and say, you know, there is an accident, Rawahu Muslim. We are Muslim, I'm Muslim, he's Muslim. Not that Imam Muslim. We try to switch, you know. Like one time we have a brother, you know, he has business to, you know, what's called fix watches. And then he put the, above the label, وَعِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. Can you imagine? وَعِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. He has the knowledge of the sa'ah. This sa'ah, literally. But in the ayah, وَعِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. I mean this, I talk about in Surah Luqman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about the day of judgment. But some people, they use the Quran. Subhanallah, anyway. The same thing with the hadith. Also that, الْكَذِبْ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Allahu Akbar. To lie intentionally against the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. To say the Prophet said, and you know that he didn't say that. But you want to prove yourself in front of people or something, or your point of discussion or argument or debating. This is, we'll talk about that too. Also, suwar tahammul hadith. How to be a narrator of hadith and how to be through the sama'. And that's what makes the difference. Because we have very well known famous names. Imam Bukhari. Who is Imam Bukhari? We'll come to that. But he said this. What's the difference between Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim? Because each one of them put conditions of narrations. Somebody like Imam Bukhari, for example, he made two conditions different than Imam Muslim. Imam Bukhari اشترط السماع والمعاصرة. المعاصرة means the narrator should live with the one who narrated with him, from him. Like to say, for example, that what's your name, brother?
Arshad.
Anwar.
Abdul
Sami. Now, an Abdul Sami. Abdul Sami, brother Abdul Sami, he saw something happen on the highway. And he came to tell us that a huge accident on the highway. An Abdul Sami. This is the Rasul Hadith now say, an Abdul Sami. Okay. Who narrated from Abdul Sami? An Anwar. See, huh? So now we go in the opposite direction now to go back to the first. When we narrate the hadith, we'll go from today and go back all the way the tree to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. When we talk about Quran, Quran and Hafs, Qira'at al-Hafs, 14 Qira'at, ways of Qira'at al-Quran. Okay? Then we go on Hafs, one of them. And Hafs al-Atima, and al-Najud. Then we go on Abi Abdurrahman al-Sulami, and Ali ibn Abi Talib, and Rasulullah, and Jibreel, and Rabbil Alameen. Sanad. That's the sanad to Qabal. You see? So, an. Now we're going to narrate now. He's a narrator now. Who's the first one? We'll go this way. An, then an, and what he said. So, the same thing with the Prophet alayhi salam, that will be the sama'. Imam Bukhari, he put condition that the one who narrated from, he should live at the same time and should hear from him directly. Not to be have gap generation between him and him. To say, I heard from third party, not accepted. He will take it, but will not be the same level of that. Imam Muslim, he said, shart al-mu'asara is not there. To live at the same time is not there. But to hear from, yes. This is the way, and we'll talk about more details, inshallah. But to be aware of the difference of between Imam Bukhari and Muslim. And that's what Imam Muslim, who was a student of Imam Bukhari. He was the student of Imam Bukhari. And we can see that A'imma in the fiqh too, that Abu Hanifa was in Iraq, Imam Malik was in Medina. The lifestyle in Medina was very simple. While the lifestyle in Iraq was very active. And it was the center of the civilization of the whole world at that time. a lot of businesses, also a lot of fabrications. And that's what's called Madrasatul Ra'i. Here, very simple life, Madrasatul Hadith. This you can talk about later on about this madrasa. Also we have, when you see, when you read, when you open the book of Sahih Bukhari in Arabic and English, by Hassan Khan translated, you can see Haddathana or Thana. Some what's called terms that to be aware of, what does it mean? Haddathani, Sami'tu. All these terms mean, this is the knowledge. And the knowledge that to sit and to listen. To sit and to listen. This is how to get the knowledge. Well, to hear from somebody else indirectly. And this all in our life we do it every day, but maybe we never thought about it the same when we talk about the hadith and the other issues that connected with our usul here. Also, Kutub al-Hadith. Very common among the brothers to ask, especially when I go to conferences, which book to buy? We'll learn about it from here, inshallah, and then you can decide yourself. You don't have to ask anybody after that. And what is the levels of the books of hadith and the names of the books of hadith? We have Aqsamul Hadith, that will come to the science of hadith itself. Maqbool, Mardood. Actually, these the two was in the beginning, and the origin, and the natural. Then the ulama, the scholars, they added another way of organizing that to be sahih, to be da'if, and to be hasan in the middle. So to be three instead of two, or maqbool or mardood, accepted or rejected. It was changed to be hadith sahih, hadith da'if, and hasan. Da'if, for example, we have 17 branches of da'if only. So da'if is not only one. So when you hear hadith, sometimes it happens that, and that's what we consider, the one who have really knowledge of the science of hadith, you have the knowledge. Because many, many speeches based on hadith da'if, or fabricated, or rejected, matruk, or munkar, or... So by knowing these kind of divisions and departments of the science of hadith, really you have the tools to judge a lot of things and make you feel more comfortable. So when you stand up to be da'i, this is the purpose behind the session, that to give you the tools to help you to be good da'i to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you speak with confidence about the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salam. Or somebody to ask you, is this hadith sahih or not sahih? Because a lot of emails now, and every year we have this Risalat Sheikh Ahmed. I don't know how many of you received that. The letter of Sheikh Ahmed from Mecca, especially before Hajj little bit. That number of thousands of Hujjaz, Allah said, he saw in his dream that Allah will not accept their Hajj. What your dream about? Who are you? You see how? The Prophet didn't do this, alayhi salam. You do it better than the Prophet, what? But some people, because at the end of the letter it says, if you don't distribute it, you'll go to hell. So the people get scared and distribute and tell the people. You see how the bid'ah, how the balala now spread? By scaring the people, the scary tactics. You know, well, when you have the sense of the hadith, you know, this will not affect you. You throw it away in the garbage. And that's how to control the society and the community and the family start with, and the individual, most important, from such kind of messages. And then tell your wife, don't listen. Tell your neighbors, this is not nonsense. Now we have something to talk about. We learn something here. Also that, inshallah, will... Allahumma salam. What the common things between sahih and hasan and da'if, we'll talk about that. For example, we'll say, sometimes say, hadithun marfu'. What marfu'? You see how? Marfu'. Or yurfa'u ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Raf'a marfu'. What marfu'? We'll talk about that. Or very, very common in Sahih al-Bukhari, hadith mu'allak, especially the hadith about the music. Very common among our youth to say, is music haram or halal? One time it happened. One of them, many times, the brother said, brother, you know, is music halal or haram? We'll go back to the same point of the study, halal, haram, everything halal, haram. So why are you asking this question? So my parents, they say, son, don't listen to this music. But I hear them, I see them putting their own music in their background without naming the country. Okay? They have their own music. This is how they were born in their country, with this music. I'm born in America, this is the music. So which music is halal, which music is haram, or is it halal or haram totally, or whatever it is. You see what we are, because the children, monkey see, monkey do. We tell them, don't do this, and we do it. We are giving a confusing message. There is nifaq in our actions. Whether not to tell this, or to tell it and you act upon it. It depends how the person will talk about that, inshallah. Also, that will have before the last, inshallah, we'll talk about مكانه السنه في التشريع. What is the the ranking of the sunnah? When sometimes say it is sunnah, eh? If you say this sunnah and this is sunnah and this is sunnah, then will be, the deen will be gone. You see how? So we have to know which, what is there really the level or the makana or the what's called the, to say, the importance of the sunnah in our lives and in the sort of tashri'ah and legislating issues here we have. For example, we don't have in the Quran how to pray. We are commanded by the Quran to pray. We are given the Quran, the times of the prayers. But how to pray, we don't know. From the Quran, we don't know. But we knew it from the Sunnah. So the Sunnah is very important to tell us how to pray Dhuhr, how to pray Asr, how to pray Maghrib, how to pray Isha, how to pray Fajr, how to pray Jum'ah, how to pray Eid, how to pray Salat al-Khawf, Istikhara, and many other times because of the Sunnah. So cannot say that this is the Sunnah. Oh, that's it. Take it lightly like this. Very important. The last thing we'll come to that, inshallah, is the Tarajim. Tarajim means to talk about who's Imam Bukhari and who are about those, the seven very well-known muhaddithin bi hadithi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min al-sahaba al-kiram. Because we have the best of the best. The top seven. The top seven. Who are these seven people? And why we came seven people? And what is the role of the woman among the seven? And I wish that really every man and every woman understand the role, their role in the Muslim community living in the West, in the non-Muslim society, or living in any part of the world. If the Muslim man, like Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu, understood, but like Salman, when Umar al-Khattab, he was giving khutbah, he said, "Alaykum as-sam'a wa ta'a." Then he stood up among the Muslims. It was Jum'ah. It was full. A lot of Muslims there. And he said, "La sam'a wa la ta'a." No hearing, no obeying. Until you tell us where you get this from. Two top clothes you have. We have only one piece. You have two pieces. Then he said, "Where is my son, Abdullah?" Oh, among the audience. He said, "I gave mine to my father to wear it." Now, Salman said immediately, as the strong way he rejected, the strong way that approved, now as-sam'a wa ta'a. When he tried to limit the mahr that given to the woman, telling the man, don't give too much to your wife when you marry them. That woman stood up. It was not behind the walls, it was not behind the curtains, it was not, it was in the mouth, the hall, the same level. And she said, Ya Umar al-Mu'mineen. He didn't say, woman, shut down, your voice is aura. Get out of the message, take her out. Police, take her out. Never happened, Akhwana. Never happened. She said, who gave you the authority to limit what Allah unlimited? وَأَتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا. Allah said, the Quran, you gave them a lot. There's no limit, it means. How dare you limit what Allah did not limit? Who gave you the authority? Ya Umar. He said, Umar make mistake and woman was right. In front of everybody. Now if you tell me that I'm wrong in front of the people, I'll look at you, I'll see you outside, brother. I'll say, I have to give you falafel sandwich, you know. You see, we adab, akhi. The woman understood their role in the society, the men understood their role in the community, and subhanallah. Wa nas'al Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ajma'ana bihim. في الآخرة في جنات النعيم في الفردوس الأعلى يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا رب بارك لنا في جمعنا هذا أجمعين وهب المسيئين منا للمحسنين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا أبدا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا. اللهم لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا. اللهم لا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم هذا الجهد وعليك التكلان. وسبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وصل اللهم على النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. جزاكم الله خيرا. أنا يوم إن شاء الله will see you again live next week بإذن الله تعالى.
If you have any...